is a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It's Sunday, October 15th, in the year of the Lord, 2017. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe is in the house. Joe, it's G2 Voice broadcast number 57. That's
wow.
When I was born,
yeah.
1957. Whoa. This week, we're going to talk about breast cancer. It's Breast Cancer Month, and I really want to focus on the people knowing that your breast cancer can be healed, and you really need to listen to this broadcast, how it came about. How even cancer, believe me, I believe it's weaponized. I believe if you look through history, you can see how all this thing unfolded. And I think you understand completely why you have breast cancer. And basically how we can get rid of it for you, or how you can get rid of it for yourself. Because at the G2 Voice, Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, it's all about personal responsibility, you know?
Yeah.
So we want people, you know, everything's pink this month. Everybody's billions of dollars has been put into cancer research just for breast cancer. And where's that money going, Joe? Why is it not healed and cured? And you'll find out and see that it's basically the medical industry is not concerned with healing anybody, curing anybody. Either is the pharmaceutical industry. So listen up, and we'll get into that in a few moments. Last week we talked about the flu shot. That's another. We're in the flu season, so we're talking about the flu shot, and so many people are getting that, Joe, so many people, and we talked about it last week. Please, if you're thinking about getting a flu shot, listen to last week's. We talked about the dangers of it and how it's not safe and effective at all, so go back there and look. We're just finishing up, I think 11 people, Joe, in the last month. We've trained up in three little private. One was seven people, one was three, and one was
two. We had a Portuguese, English, and Spanish.
Yeah.
You know?
So these people are coming to us, and I kind of like the small private groups because you really get to know the people. You really get to.
It's more personal. You get to share experiences with them and not have to just, 100% on the protocols the whole time. You can talk to the people, tell them your stories.
You got a lot more time. And,
yeah.
And also, these people were trying to train them to teach their own seminars in their countries, whether it's Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, New Zealand, whatever, wherever it's at. Even here in Colombia, they can do a local one. I mean, I think that's good. The national people have to reach their own people. They know the culture. They know the language the best. They have the accent. They know the expressions.
Yeah.
It's always better to have the national people, the indigenous people, teaching their own people. So that was really good. I'm glad we got to do that. We'll probably start doing seminars a couple times a year throughout the world, but we'll probably have a lot of people come here to do some of this. And we'll talk to them. We might say, hey, bring a group of three or four people. Come, let's spend a few days together. So the Genesis 2 Voice, excuse me, the G2 Voice is a ministry, for all those who don't know, of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. It's a free church. We're spiritual, but we're free under common law, and we really got a lot of freedom that we talk about. You can look at our creed here, and we got 7 points. We believe in doing good deeds. It sounds like a Boy Scout. I was a Boy Scout. Doing what is right. You see, those are very broad. Yes, because we just want you to do good things, do what's right all the time. Good health for all mankind. I mean, that's people think that's all we focus on because we're Church of Health and Healing. No, we want freedom for all mankind. We want to enlighten others with truth, any truth. There's truth about what's going on, and that's one of the things we do at the Genesis 2 Church, helping one another, obviously, and maintaining integrity in all things. And I think that's very important, to maintain integrity, honesty. virtue while you're doing the things you're doing. This isn't about money. This is about changing the world. And I think we can create a world without dis-ease of the body.
Yeah.
If people listen, learn, and practice what we're telling them and these sacraments we have, it's great. So I just want to let everybody know we're not a denomination. We're spiritual. People say you're non-religious. Those two words go hand in hand. But as religious, as the word religion means, it means more of a denomination, established religion, you know, that follows certain doctrines and codes and has a hierarchy and things. And we're really very loose-knit in regard to that. And that's the way we want to keep it. But we welcome anyone, okay? Anyone. Personally, I am a Christian, not in the Christian name of the world. You know, Christian could be non-Muslim or just mention Christ and what they're doing. So I really call myself a Bible believer, a historical document called the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been studying for 40 years, and it was a missionary pilot. And I want to one day, talking about the Bible, hear, as it talks about in the book of Revelation, our goal is to, well, let me just read it. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to open the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood." Now listen to this. This is a future picture in heaven, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. "Out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation." That's how we want it. That's God's example. We want people to become members out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation to see the dis-ease of the body eradicated off this earth. I think that's a pretty good goal.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's right in tune with what God would want, because we see this happening in heaven. And I admit, we are very unique. Probably the first health church in the world for all mankind, not just our members. We have most everything out there free, Joe, to learn how to take the sacraments,
make them,
everything out there. If you do your due diligence, you can find these things in three or four of our websites and do it on your own. But if you want to become a member, trained up health minister, and help us start chapters around the world, maybe even the Restoration Center, well, that's a different ball game, and you need to come a part of us and do what we're going to teach you. But I like this quote. "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change things, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." That's what we've done with the health church. We're trying to make the medical industry obsolete by just coming up with a new thing. Hey, do this. Make this. Practice this, and I'll tell you the three things that I focus on is, with the sacraments, we're detoxing the body, but we also need to stop the toxins from coming in and build up the innate, strong, I mean, this immune system we have, if it's built up at its top capacity, mm-hmm. they can take on anything, right? I remember your little girl was eating in the dirt, and she picked something out of her mouth. It was a bug or something. Like, well, she's going to get some immunity from that for some reason. That's how you need to let the body work and just supply it what it needs. And those are the three things we're going to cover all the time while we're talking about how to deal with different diseases of the body. Which I always say it's just one dis-ease of the body. The body is diseased, not at ease, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to, if you become a member of our church, you get an ID card. The ID card explicitly says we're opting to be exempt from vaccines, from any means we don't choose. And that's vaccines, medications, x-rays, scans, microchip implants, health insurance, mandated by any government or authority. And we can take anything we want, maintain it in our house, and we have that right as a church. These are our sacraments. So, hey, I really like what we do. We enjoy it. And enjoy this topic today. I don't know if it's really enjoyable, but we're really getting into the history of why the cancer came about. How did it start coming about? Mm-hmm. And I believe it's planned. You can see it's planned.
Yeah.
premeditated to cause all these this disease in the body, the one being cancer. And obviously, we have a lot of breast cancer today, and so it's Breast Cancer Month, so we're covering that. So listen up and pay attention to it. Remember, we're going to cover this for 2 weeks. Breast cancer I'm going to focus on today. But next week, we're going to talk about all the cancers and show you from the pancreatic to the colon to the brain, all the bad ones, liver. You say you can't cure them. And I get a little pissed off sometimes about people saying stuff. And I want to make a statement about one guy everybody's following as the big guru of cancer. Then I'm going to make some statements that, and, you know, I don't know this guy, but this is what he said on tape. This is what he wrote. You know, make up your mind. You make it up. So, Joe, I'm going to go and read what Kennedy said in 1961, okay? Listen what Kennedy said. He died a couple years later. I personally believe he died because of trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That's why I think he was killed. Okay, where is it, Joe? Let me keep going on until I can find it. Because I had it right here. Okay, yeah, the Warburg family, the families that are all together at this point. Man, I can't find it. It's kind of driving me crazy now. No. Well, I'm going to find that before. Oh, here it is. I had it right in front of my hand. Okay, Kennedy, July 1961. This is why it takes so long, because we just have a talk radio. 1961. I'm going to get into the breast cancer, folks, because if you're here for that, hang on. July 1961. Today, I could talk like him, too, because, you know, ask not what you can do for your country, but ask what your country can do for you. I was born in Massachusetts, okay? I could talk like Kennedy. Today, no war has been declared, but I'm not going to do it because it'll slow me down. Today, no war has been declared. And however fierce the struggle, it may never be declared in traditional fashion. Our way of life is under attack. Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. He's talking to journalists that are owned by these birds, okay? Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger. And yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed. No missiles have been fired. If the press is waiting a declaration of war before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, that's when you can act, make a war, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman, union leader, and newspaper. I went too fast. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means of expanding its sphere of influence. At covert, behind the scenes, right? On infiltration instead of invasion. On subversion instead of elections. They don't need the elections. They're going to put whoever they want in. On intimidation instead of free choice. You got to get that cancer chemo treatment right now or you're going to die. Intimidation instead of free choice. We're going to lock you up if you say that. I love this nurse in Kenya the other day. They locked her up for 45 years because she wouldn't vaccinate the kids at the school. They say she can stay. Everybody should go to Kenya and protest. Obama, you're from there, so you should know that. I love it. I love being able to say what I need to say. On intimidation instead of free choice. On guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. They're cowards. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, they own that, Diplomatic, all the governments. Intelligence, Pentagon, NSA,
CIA.
Economics, they own everything. Scientific, they run the PhDs. And political operations. That's from John Kennedy, July 1961. To a bunch of journalists that were at this meeting, his speech. Okay? That's what's going on, folks. Now, why'd you cover breast cancer like that? Bro, you got to understand, that is what's going on this earth. That's why you won't listen to me. Or, you're a church. You're not a doctor. Listen, I don't want to be a doctor. I don't respect them because they didn't check out what they're doing. I think they're dishonest by taking the Hippocratic Oath, which says, give no one poison and do no harm. That's all they do.
That's all they do.
Except maybe emergency medical or someone maybe delivering a baby. But as soon as the baby comes out
there. We're talking a doctor who prescribes medicines.
I've met some of them that don't like to. But we got to or lose your license. So lose your license, you dishonest punk. Lose it. I've met some doctors that say, I'm not going to do this anymore. And some scientists, some CEOs or board members of pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceutical reps saying, I can't sleep at night. My kids, take your kid to the doctor and let him inject it. You're a fool, and you should be slapped for putting your kids in danger. Doctors are dying that are trying to change it from within. And these guys that are trying to change it from within are going to, they're shedding, and they mock us. All right, it's bleach. Okay, keep saying that stuff. When it's one of the number one things in the world for every disease. And I'm not just talking about cancer, we have a mess. Okay, so you got Kennedy saying that, right? Okay. Let me talk about, we're dealing with a fungus. That's what cancer turns into. What I believe what happens with cancer is this. You have a disease. Remember, it's like, what were you saying about Hippocrates today? About the liver?
Yeah, you don't treat something, you know, as a specific area like, okay, take this chemical for your liver to clean it out or to fix the problem. You have to treat the body as a whole, because and that's what it comes down to, nutrients. You eat well and your body will function well.
Right. And then, so Hippocrates, father of medicine, okay? That's the Hippocratic Oath based upon Hippocrates. He said, don't poison people, okay? Don't do any harm. Let the body heal itself. It was holistic medicine, the whole body, spiritually, physically, mentally, every way, okay? Look at the liver disease is a symptom that the whole thing's messed up. The filter's clogged, okay?
Yeah. You're putting something in there that's causing damage to the one problem or the one place.
So listen to what Hippocrates says. You don't know history, you're damned to repeat it, okay, if you don't learn the lessons. So we got... This is what I believe it is. This might be simplistic. Oh, you don't know. Let me tell you what you don't know and what the scientists don't know is they might be able to reverse engineer the body and see how things work, but they don't know how it works completely. They'll tell you that. They just found the lymphatic system in the brain a couple years ago, Joe. They're looking at cellular level with some very powerful things. And, man, you look at some animated stuff that they're doing, if it is completely true, in a perfect environment when everything's working right. Homeostasis. Throw toxins in there, stop systems, clog things up, have deficiencies that don't make things work right, and doesn't work quite the same way. So in a perfect world, homeostasis, it might work this way, but it might not. So the cellular level, we're seeing the molecular level, and these same birds, these families funded molecular biology to break down to do gene therapy, genetic stuff. They can look at the DNA now and see how it's mapped out. I wonder if that's safe.
Is it real?
Yeah, I think they're seeing this real stuff. But is that all they're seeing at the cellular level, molecular level? What about the atomic level, where everything is made of? Everything is made of atoms. Same atoms. Everything's made in different molecular structure. Do they know what's going on down there? So there's a lot they don't know. And that's why they're finding out new things and people are going, oh, but let's synthesize it. Let's make it artificial and let's put it in you. Yeah. And these same people are doing that. So I believe the cell gets somehow diseased. And I think it's basically because of deficiencies or toxicity. Exactly. I think that's it. If there's other things, they're probably subgroups of those two, okay? Maybe injury could be under there too, you know? Injury could cause a cell. But anyways, abnormality, and you got the mitochondria, little generators going on, and the organelles, which needs a lot of cholesterol, right? We talked about that. It's going on, and then not working as good. One shuts off. Some disease, and you got these little, I say, suicide bomber in the cell where if they can't be fixed, and the body can fix to these cells. They can repair. They can get the nutrients they need. They can repair. Or the suicide bomber does apoptosis. Maybe we'll call him Oppy. And he blows up the cell. Okay? If it's disease, it rots. The energy goes away. The mitochondria takes, it dies. It rots. It rots, whatever the reason, gets encapsulated. Guess what happens when it rots? And even if it's diseased, the body can't fix it. It'll start encapsulating this stuff. What's going on here? This stuff's starting to spread. It's spreading because the fungus is spreading, okay? It's spreading. It's dying. It's decaying. And fungus can only live in an alkaline environment. So, remember, we're going to talk some more about cancer next week, too. So, hang on. If I didn't suffice the answer of what I believe it is, I'm going to go into more detail. But, Joe, there's this, based upon what Otto Warburg said, this alkaline acidity balance needs to be achieved. There's no such thing. I could drink a beer, have a cigarette, and eat a McDonald's hamburger, and it's not going to change the pH in my blood. What are you trying to change? Oh, skin? Acidic. Eyes? Acidic. Mouth? Acidic. Liver? Acidic.
Urine?
Colon? Acidic. Urine? Acidic. Vagina? Acidic. They're going to change. Stomach? Acidic. Joe, help me here.
No, it's all acidic.
I don't know what to do. This is how it works. You foolish people. All research, cancer research for breast is based upon this guy's hypothesis. And you hear it. I hear it among the so-called holistic health people that wouldn't eat, wouldn't touch a chemical, would not take a vaccine. And yet, they try to alkaline the body and destroy the whole defense system. Otto Warburg is a scam. And I said that many times. Look at the family he's part of. It's a scam. He's trying to protect his buddies. So, is it true? The acid-alkaline balance is a true theory? No. You can get your mouth. If I start thinking about a food, the pH will change in my mouth for a few minutes. Getting ready. And it won't change to 7, 8. No, that doesn't happen. 6. 6.2. 5.9. 6.3.
And the more you chew, the more your glands shoot out acid.
Thank you. White blood cells. Acid.
Yeah, I had one guy say, yeah, the more you chew, the more alkaline it becomes.
You just guys are foolish.
Yeah.
Okay, you're foolish. And I don't care who's out there, you're foolish. This is not science. It's a scam, okay? And based on all that, we have all these guys saying, alkaline your body. This one guy, I won't mention his name. And I don't care about mentioning names. this guy's saying, you got to alkaline the body. We find out in Germany, oh, yeah, I use MMS all the time. That's how you cure cancer, buddy. It's not because you're alkaline the body. The urine gets alkaline a little bit because it's getting rid of alkalinity in uric acid. So you don't urinate alkaline. It's uric acid that changes a little bit. And alkalinity is trying to come out of it, come out of your body.
Because it has to balance itself.
They get these pH strips. The people that made that up in all these health shows, get your by pH strips only endorsed from whoever. Because we don't have to endorse anybody, right? I loved it. So, this is how it works in the body. You have basically three groups of microorganisms that we're trying to kill, deal with. And you won't kill the bad guys if oxygen doesn't kill it. Okay? MMS, when mixed with hydrochloric acid, has a pH of about 5. If oxygen does not hurt the good bacteria, this doesn't have the voltage, the oxidation potential to kill anything that oxygen doesn't kill. Okay? So learn some physics. Physics. Learn it. Stop making statements. People making statements that MMS is killing the bacteria. Well, I will give them this. If some of these birds are taking 20, 30,000 ppm of CDS and drinking it, you might get some of that highly concentrated that I would never put in my body, in your gut, and maybe start burning some stuff, irritating some stuff.
Yeah.
It's possible. Maybe. But maybe not. Maybe all the bad guys and never touch the good. But they're making statements that just isn't true. So you got three types of microbes. Ones they call the acidophiles. These guys live in pH of 5 and under, okay? Okay, the stomach acid is at 1. So if it needs to kill these guys, if you've got good stomach acid, it can kill these guys if they're bad, okay? Might be good. Maybe they need to live in the acid, okay? Then you got, I can't even pronounce this word for the life of me, alkalinophilic. Alkalinophilic. They're alkaline microbes. There's ones that love to live in an alkaline environment from 8 to 10, 12. 9, excuse me, from 9 to 12. Okay? And our body never gets that there ever. Our blood only gets at 7.45. Your body will never get to the 8. So you try to do that, you'll probably be dead because you're never going to find any tissue that reaches that. It only becomes alkaline when?
You're dead.
You die. Okay? That's interesting. So you got those type of microorganisms that we really never deal with. But the majority that we deal with, the pathogens, are called neutrophiles. Not neutrophil, like the white, which is the white blood cells. Neutrophiles. These guys, the bad pathogens and things we need to be killing, live within a pH of 6 to 8. Okay? And MMS, chlorine dioxide, can work up to 8, no problem, and destroy any bad guys in those environments. So by trying to, and if it is cancer, it is a fungus, which we've seen and cut open and looked at and checked the center and all these things. It's a fungus, Candida albanicus.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. And they say MMS doesn't kill Candida. Hello? Hello? We're killing the cancer. Got all these testimonies. It's fungus. It's Candida. I had a guy who has systemic Candida. Probably killed 60-70% of it before he left. He's doing good. Other Candida. They say it doesn't kill parasites. Hello, malaria.
Malaria, yeah.
And we got parasites being eliminated from the body. So then neutrophiles, are the bad guys that we're killing. Okay, so an acid kills these guys, not alkaline. Alkalinity doesn't kill these guys. The 6 between 8 pH. The acidity or oxidizers will kill it, okay? Oxygen will kill it. Oxidizing potential. That's how oxygen works.
Oxygen works best in the 6 to 8 range.
Right, 1.25 volts is oxygen. This is 0.95 volts. It's physics, impossible for it to kill anything that oxygen doesn't kill. But all the pathogens, all these guys we're talking about, the neutral majority of them, there's always exceptions, Joe. Okay? Neutrophiles, and probably the exceptions are because the chemicals are not letting them die or something like that. Like we're going to talk about, we got a lot of stuff to cover, folks. This is really going to be a good 2 weeks. So, we're dealing with the neutrophiles, okay? And we're wiping out those things through oxidation and through hypochlorous acid and through DMSO and through, I believe, cannabis and through foods. Look at me. Don't anybody ever say, this guy doesn't like juices and fruits. pure pineapple juice here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to be drinking this stuff with the protocol, but I'm not on a protocol right now, okay? I've been cleansing. I still do a couple times a year we do a cleanse. In fact, we just did some MMS2 for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, a little while ago.
But you can take MMS2 at anything, so it doesn't even matter. That's a good one. We're going to get into that in detail today. So, okay, that's what we're dealing with. And you can go through our MMS news backlog, Joe. We did a Jim and I wrote a newsletter of alkalinity versus acidity.
Yeah.
I think it was back in 2011, 2012. You can go back through there. And we should, you know, we're archiving. We should probably archive them by topic. That would be something someone could do to be really available. We're all about truth. I'm not trying to promote anybody. That's what I like about what we do, okay? I'm just going down here as I'm talking. I'm just going to skim some things for next week because we got a lot of time next week. I really enjoy, people have told us they enjoy the comfortability of just listening to us and we're talking, showing some things. And if you're, I get some people, yeah, it's too long. Okay, well, don't. Go home and take an aspirin. Go home and, go take your insulin pre-diabetes medicine.
Yeah, if it's too long, watch TV.
Go watch TV or something. You don't want to think, then we're not talking to you anyways. You're going to believe the system because you went to school. You've been taught that way. When to think, how to think, when not to think, when to stop thinking. Okay? Okay, look. You get these why we have cancer today? I've mentioned this last week. Why do we have it? Hippocrates called it cancer because it looked like a crab. You know the horoscope thing,
yeah.
Cancer, because of the veins that came out of it. And I've been in cancer surgery where it took 6 hours to take one of this off the thyroid goiter. You shouldn't believe the amount of blood supply that grew to supply that fungus, that area of decayed, dying, putrefying flesh. I have someone here now. Worms are coming out of her chest. They stopped, by the way. Joe, you know that, a couple days ago. So listen, we got GMOs, genetically modified foods. They inject this stuff in rats, and they grow tumors immediately, Joe, okay? They're growing tumors like crazy. They want to genetically modify us with these foods. Monsanto, you devil. Bill Gates, you, I don't want to say piece of shit because shit has some value. This guy is evil to the core, and he's part of the whole gang. In fact, he's lower on the totem pole. He's told what to do. You study his family, where his dad came from, and all the depopulation through abortions and sterilization they were involved in. That's what cancer was named for, because of the crab-likeness. We got toxins, folks. I say it. We have disease, and cancer is one of them because of toxicity and deficiencies in the body. Because if we didn't have toxicities and we had no deficiencies, you would not get sick. This body was made marvelously. This body is self-healing. So toxins, malnutrition, damaged, fluoride, depleted food, foods that no longer have what they need. You don't want to grow a garden. I'm too busy. I ain't going to grow a garden. In some states, I read they're trying to pass laws, or they did in America, to where you can't have a garden, Joe. Can't have a garden. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't even give a tomato to a neighbor if you grow it.
You can't feed street people. Yeah, they can inject them with poisons. This is insanity, folks. I'm not going to go along with it. This is why I left America 25 years ago. I had 8 kids. I was homeschooling, and they wanted to put. I left. Okay, now it's worse than it ever was. Do I hate America? I love America. The government, joke, needs to be redone completely. Not elections. It needs to be redone. Man, fluoride. Talked about that. Toxicity in the foods, the preservatives, the chlorine in the water, in the air. Here's a gun for you. Clothing. Polyester puts off dioxins. Your body absorbs them. You breathe them. I went into a store, Joe, I think it was in the States. It was a outdoor store with all this fake outdoor stuff, body armor and all. This poly, and it's really tight on your skin.
Tight.
Makes you sweat and absorb all those polyesters, dioxins. You're crazy.
Yeah,
nuts.
I went for a run the other day, and I had one of those shirts on. I didn't even notice it was, I mean, it wasn't. It was a muscle shirt, but it was made from polyester. I hadn't sweat that much. I almost was going to pass
you
out.
Fool.
It was so tight. I know. I felt like a fool.
No, but the clothing, I wear all cotton. Or hemp is going to be the best. And we can make all plastics out of hemp. To get rid of all the, they can burn all the plastics, make a fuel out of it, use the last bit of fuel to run the combustion engines, then get rid of all them and go free energy. And we got all biodegradable clothing that will never... That's a... To me, that's
well,
a good
what about
word.
The what about the plastic made with hemp? You leave it on the ground in 8 days, it's completely gone.
I know.
That's perfect.
Same. Make all the plastics. They're really not plastic then.
Yeah.
They're not the same. They're biodegradable. Aspartame, Splenda. I'm watching this guy Manny on Fox News, Dr. Manny. What a joke that guy is. And he'll come up with some natural things. I think they have to throw that in. Just like Fox News has to throw some Christian
stuff
in.
You got to throw some truth out there to get people.
They're the good cop. The bad cop, CNN, you know, all those guys. They're the good cop. But let me tell you, they're not good cops. They're the same families. Sky News, they interviewed us in New Zealand for about an hour, owned by Fox. Shut us off. Mocked us. They're the same crowd. Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch, and all those boneheads. Out there, same family, same investments, same stuff, guys. And I'm not saying everybody that works for all those places are all evil. I think they're foolish. Or they just brainwashed and they don't believe me. They're just saying you are a complete liar. And that's, you might as well shut it off if you feel like that. Just shut it off. Don't waste your time. How about the bad oils, Joe? Bad oils? Turn into plastic?
Oh, canola oil, soy oil, corn oil.
Oh, horrible oils. We're talking about the olive oils are great. But make sure that's virgin olive oil. And if you put it in your fridge and it solidifies, that's because they'll sell it and it doesn't. And it's not true. Coconut oil is a great one. But I can't drink gallons of this to give me all the fats I need for my lymphatic system that's found in the meats, the butter, the cheese,
the
eggs, the milk that we use, the fats, the animal fats, the fish fats. Well, they're animals, right? Bad oils, microwaves. Man, they did a study in Russia during the Cold War, and Russia would pump microwaves into the American embassy, and the study said something like 60% of people that worked there any longer than 2 or 3 years had cancer. Microwave, all that. Remember, we're all energy, all made of atoms, and these things are spinning. They don't know why it flies apart. You know, I have a Bible verse that says, everything that's made is made from things unseen, and by him all things consist. It's holding it together. Some things holding that together. Negative and positive polarity should fly apart. Mm-hmm. Repel, right? It's amazing. If you don't fix this stuff and get rid of these things in your life, you're going to get some kind of cancer. What do they say? 1 in 2 people now in America will end up having cancer?
1 in 2 people.
1 in 2.
Well, all foods are microwave. People have microwaves. Everything store-bought is thrown in the microwave. Fast food
sometime
restaurants.
In your life.
Yeah, fast food restaurants are microwaved.
Childhood cancer? Where's that coming from? You should have a great immune system when you're growing up. If your parents fed you right. No, but they had 72 vaccines by the time they were 12. Autism. The doctors that are trying to purify the system, medical doctors, working with some stuff we've been talking about, and we will talk about today, in fact, even with MMS, are dead. Dead. Don't try. I don't listen to doctors one bit. Number one cause of death is latrogenics.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Death by doctor or medication.
Death by the advice of a doctor and following their protocols. Number one killer. So, latrogenics. They just change the name so you don't understand it. And they're experts at this. Try to speak with words easily to be understood. These guys, I think they're so smart because they got a degree. I get this after my name, and I'm going to talk about psychothermonuclear physiognomy, Joe.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these different... We just try to impress somebody. Yeah, I'm not impressed. I'm impressed. In fact, I don't even listen to people unless they're doing something of quality. And if they don't want to help people, I won't listen to them. But if they have no experience and never done, that's why I listen to Jim. He had done some stuff, sacrificed some stuff, and that's why he got my attention. And I checked it out. I just believe the guy. I checked it out. And by the way, this is me speaking. Mark Grennan, Joseph Grennan. He might not agree with me completely. But I'm not Jim Humble's spokesman. We're having a voice about what's going on in the world. As far as the protocols of Genesis 2 Church, Jim and I will agree 99.9% of the time. And our voice is this voice. I come on. Jim has something he has to say. That's him saying it. I'm saying it, Joe. Okay? But if it's based upon truth, and check it out, you can prove it. It's not Mark Grennan's truth. It's truth. Whoever who says it. So you're going to end up destroying your system, causing deficiencies, causing the balance in the body to be destroyed, and now the body's attacking itself because of the toxicities. The immune system's all clogged up. Lymphatic system's constipated. It can't drain the poison. So now at the site of the cell where the lymphatic system and the blood supply meets with the capillaries, the garbage can't go into the lymphatic system. It's going into the blood because it's constipated. Get out in the sun. Sweat. Don't eat these starchy things. Okay? Processed foods. Eliminate from your diet. Grow a garden. Canning. Well, that takes a lot of work, man. Then pay someone to do it. Isn't your health worth anything? No wonder. No, we're living older. That's a lie, too, because they write the statistics. But let's say it's true. From 60, 55 to 70, you don't live. They can't have sex. They walk in and flower.
Well, they're all zombies, medicated.
Yeah, that's not life. I'm 60. I'm swimming. I'm outside. I'm passing the football around. Yeah, I can't run like him 10 kilometers, but I don't want to. But I never could.
Yeah, that's true.
I never could run long distance. I could swim longer than him, but I can't. I just don't like running. I just don't like it. I like playing sports. That's what I like to do. And I have flat feet, so I run like a 4 feet.
Like a flat foot.
Yeah. In fact, they wouldn't even let you go in the military because you couldn't keep up with them. I would lose every race. Every race. Okay. You get women using the aluminum. You know, now we're talking about the breast. You got women using aluminum. Deodorant. They shave their armpits because that's what you're supposed to do. Let me tell you something. This is my theory. But I'll tell you what. When you get an epidemic of herpes and all these girls that are coming to me can't get rid of it and with medicines and stuff, they're all using this laser surgery, shaving their pelvic area, shaving. Do you know every hole in your body has hair around it? When you get older, you get even more.
Yeah.
Huh? Why? Why? Anus, vagina, everything has hair. It collects these things that you're going to wash off. Could it be all the bodily fluids when having sex are being absorbed into the skin and not being collected on the hair? Could that be? My hypothesis, kind of based on a little, maybe it's a theory, because I've seen this now, okay? So the women are shaving their armpits. And while it's bleeding, maybe not that you can see, they put this aluminum in there. What's right there, Joe? And why are these glands have hair there? Makes it sweat. And what is the lymphatic system full of? Toxins.
When you sweat, you're releasing toxins.
80% of the toxins in your body come out through sweat. That's why there's hair there. Makes you sweat more. Maybe this hole in my head has hair too. Maybe there's a hole. Listen, folks, this is just natural how the thing was made. Reverse engineer the body, you find out how it works and what it needs. It's basically what we're doing. So you got them using aluminum. Big one, birth control.
Oh, yeah.
Causing all kinds of tumors. We have women do the douche protocol. We'll get in that one day. Which you can see it online. All kinds of cysts coming out, Joe. Then they want to implant. In the third world countries, they use a patch.
Or the injection. On.
Oh, yeah. The implant.
It's time release.
Time release. Horrible stuff. Why can't you just use the way it was set up in nature? Abstain during the time periods, which is 1 to 10 days after the onset of the menstrual cycle. You, 7 to 10 days after the onset, you're fertile. And they check the temperature because that's when you ovulate. And the whole blood alkalines that birth canal a little bit. So when the sperm goes in there, it's not as acidic environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can get pregnant. Okay? Plus the eggs there, ready to be fertilized. So that's all going on, right? In the body for a reason. So you screw that up. I don't want to have a period. What are you, nuts? This is all about you. If you have cancer, it's basically you that created it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, someone didn't just jump cancer on you, unless you're someone that's pretty important that they want to kill. And they
unless they just keep microwaving you nonstop.
You can stop this stuff because it wasn't around before these birds came. Back in the early 1700s, it was very rare. Maybe even go back a little further, early 1600s. Follow that timeline. You'll be amazed, folks. Be amazed. Implants, deodorants, fluoride. Fluoride is just aluminum. Product, byproduct of the aluminum Alcoa plants. They, same people, talked, Rothschild, Rockefeller, those guys, talked them into giving it to people so it doesn't cause cavities. They made up the whole thing. And everybody believes it like it's the gospel truth. You foolish person for not checking it out. Sorry.
Yeah, for that one thing. Fluoride in water, fluoride in toothpaste, fluoride in everything, just so you don't get cavities.
I've seen kids walk out all red. They got the fluoride treatment. You stupid people that are putting on sunblock on your kids. You. It doesn't work. It stops vitamin D production, which kills cancer. Don't you think they know this stuff? I'm going to show you some other things they've destroyed, and they knew it. And they put chemicals in to destroy it because they know it will cure cancer.
Vitamin D alone will cure 78% of cancers.
How about marijuana?
Just vitamin
cannabis.
D alone. That's just sun. That's just sun.
We have people come down here. We make them get in the sun. Half an hour in the morning from 9 to 12 in that time period, and from 3 to 4 in the afternoon, or 4 to 5. So you get all these toxins. You got all this non-food. You see that guy that went to Oversize Me? What was it?
Supersize Me.
He just ate at McDonald's for a month. Remember that?
Yeah.
Guy almost died.
Yeah, his health was shot. In a month, I think he put on like 30 pounds.
It was crazy.
And every time they asked him, you want to supersize? He had to say yes. Yeah. I think it was after a week, he just started, like, he couldn't hold it down. It was
then
just
the same guy did cannabis for a month. Nothing, blood fine, everything fine.
He said he felt a little more relaxed and a little, you know, a little more lazy, but who knows? There's different kinds also, and it depends on the person.
Exactly. All right, here we are. Breast cancer. I'm going to talk some more about cancer next week, breast cancer, I think that's what's causing it. Between all those things, it's causing the breast to have dead cells, disease cells. It gets encapsulated. I've cut open. I've even done the surgery myself. I've had with the surgeons right there where I've taken out lipomas, whether you cut it open, take it out. It's like encapsulated little ball. I mean, it's amazing how strong that is. And it has a very hard shell and hard to crack through, okay? That's what's good about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're doing it. But anyways, that lipoma, your body encapsulate things to kind of keep it away from spreading and getting into the other organs and affecting them. So your tumors are like trash cans trying to help you, okay? That's what happens. The emphasis this month is early detection. Now, this is the problem. This is why I wrote a letter. Breast Cancer Appreciation Month can kill you. This is Komen Month, raising not just that organization, but they raise about $6 billion a year for breast cancer research, which they'll never find a cure.
Yeah, they won't. But you know what most of that money goes to? I was looking at it. Most of the money goes to free or paid for mammograms and all those other different tests that they do, which cause cancer.
Right.
That's where all that most of that money goes to.
Okay.
It doesn't go to research of how to cure it. It goes of how we can, you know, early detection.
Well, early detection is one of the things that's going to kill you because they're going to make you – and I got to go quickly. I can't believe it, but an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, right. Hour 15.
All right. I'm not going to go quickly because I'm in a hurry. I just want to get to the breast cancer testimonies and tell you how to do it before I'm done. And we can carry on next week. But in this newsletter that I wrote this week, the mammograms, and I wrote some references, okay? They squish your gland, that gland, then they radiate it, Joe. And if a lot of them want to do it four times, okay? That's a lot of radiation.
Different angles.
Can you imagine you did that with your testicles?
Well, squishing them alone.
You're going to have testicular cancer.
Yeah.
Okay? And do it every year. And so since they've done it, you follow statistics, breast cancer's gone crazy. Okay? And if he wants to look better and get a CAT scan, which is 10 times stronger, and if they want four of them, then that's even stronger that causes cancer. Then if they see a lump or a bump or a shadow, they want to do a biopsy. Oh, that's what they want to do with the prostate. Remember a couple of weeks ago, the same scam. What they're doing to the prostate, they're doing to the breast with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you got a gold gene in there, Joe. I'll get that next. So they do biopsies. Long story short, that starts busting everything. Everything starts spreading. Guess what? You need chemo. It's growing. What a scam. What a scam that is. It's so sad. These poor women. Poor women. Do not do a mammogram. You can't say that. You're not a doctor. I'm saying it because I'm not a doctor. Okay? I'm trying to save your life. I'm trying to not do harm. And I'm trying not to poison you. They should call that the hypocritical oath. Call what we believe the Hippocratic oath. Holistic health. Huh? I want to kill you. Then they got this new one. I just, for the life of me. You have a gene, we found a gene. Breast cancer is not hereditary, not proven, non-scientific. Find it from someone they didn't pay.
Like every other disease. It's not true. Every other disease. You don't get diabetes because your parents had diabetes.
Or lack of a chemical drug.
You're eating the same thing, living the same lifestyle.
Exactly. That's from generations, or same toxicity. Anyways, they say you got a gene. So your mother had cancer, you got that gene, you're going to have it. Bull. That is bull. Bull crap. Bull dung. Okay? Listen to me. They're trying to get you into surgery. So, the women are electing to cut off their breast, Joe. Okay? And fill it with some foreign object that the body's going to want to attack.
Yeah.
Saline, silicone. Oh, the saline's better. Why would you cut that off? We found a gene in your testicles, Joe. That cut off your nuts. Huh?
I don't know why you.
Why would you do that? Huh? Is that what Michael Jackson did? I don't know. Why would you do that? It's that foolish. And yet women are proud. I saw a lady on the news proud that I did that. They paid her to get up there and look proud. Look at the nice new breast she got. Oh, sick. You're a fool. And if you get breast cancer, you, I don't care if they deserve it, you brought it on. I don't want to see anybody suffer and say, "Aha, you deserved it," like the autistic kids.
No.
You didn't deserve it.
None of that.
It's because you have foolish, stupid parents that didn't check it out and believe doctors and they're brainwashed. Maybe they just can't help it, huh? Maybe they just can't help it.
But, I mean, you just anything that's going to be put into your kid, look at what it is.
Then if they find cancer, you're screwed, blued, and tattooed then. Because then they're going to push you. You got to get surgery right away. Then they put stages in it. they changes the stage. I think they have fifth stage now. And they changes the criteria for each stage to make it look worse. So just like they
like
lowered
the PSA
and the you got to get this right away. I recommend it. Of course you recommend it. You're going to make $5,000 every time I get a treatment. Of course you recommend it. Then the radiation, the radiologist, and then all these guys. And this is what the this is what they love, the hospital administrators, owned by the same gang. I call them the gang. The evil
they.
Genius gang.
The they gang.
That's the they. That's the bad they people, okay?
The they.
They. That's probably what they, the German philosophy. Not the Germans, the German philosophy.
What does they mean in German?
You know, I don't know. So then they're going to cut off your breast, get you, if they get you to cut off your breast, do surgery, chemo, or they ultimately cut it off, right? Or they cut it off before. Then they still, after they cut it off, I've even seen them do, let's do just a light, because we got the gene on it. Let's just do a light chemo. Yeah, because I need a new boat. Those kind of doctors make me sick. And I don't know, folks. You try and impress doctors or fear talking down the medical system? I don't feel it. Fear it at all. I don't have to fear it. I don't live in fear. Perfect love casteth out all fear. Then they get you on morphine. You get a little pain. Or the opiates, the oxycodone, morphine stuff. And they've been proving them spread the cancer, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I find people on morphine. Why is this cancer growing? The doctor knows. It looks like it grew a little bit. That's working. I don't know if they all talk like that, but some of them do. I know the gang does. You know? The people running the show do.
The they?
The they. The evil they. How does the body natural cure it, though? What do they say? If you did nothing, Joe, nothing at all, you have a 30%
chance
of living. Okay? If you did chemo and radiation and surgery, you have a 3%. And that's from their statistics.
Yeah.
Like adding up all the deaths and everything, what happens after all that, after before 5 years is over. And they got this five-year thing because it usually comes back with a vengeance.
Yeah, look at this one doctor, Hardin B. Jones, 40 years as a cancer researcher. And they said you'll live 4 times longer if you don't get the treatment. If you don't get them, they say it themselves. Yeah. You'll live 4 times longer if you. Well, that's their calculations.
I
but know.
Some of the doctors, they say some doctors will not take chemo. They said even a majority. Sorry, as high as 60% or 70%. But some of them do believe it. These doctors are real sincere. There are some, but they're sincerely dead wrong. Dead wrong. It's not scientific. They're lying to you. The body has a built-in defense system. Build it up. I'm going to talk more about that next week, okay? The nitrilicides and vitamin B17. The different things I want to talk about next week because it's very interesting, okay? Very interesting. About the things found in Sylvestrol. And how they wiped that out of most vegetables that handle that, and fruits. Baking soda. They're using baking soda to cure cancer, but they're injecting it because it's antifungal. Stem cell replacement. Your body makes stem cells too, and they're adding more of it to replace the cancer cells with it. The Rife scope, Royal Rife, mm-hmm. They destroy that guy.
Yeah.
Vitamin D therapy, injected ascorbic acid into your veins. I'm kind of against any injection of any foreign material into your veins unless it is a real emergency. Okay? I'm not really into that one. But, again, they've said there's testimonies. Who am I to say they didn't? Okay? Maybe they weren't that toxic or weren't that deficient, so whatever they did helped them. I don't know. I'm not going to make a judgment either way. Personally, I'm just telling you what I think. Special diets and detoxes, we know that will cure cancer. There's a good one. According to Isaiah 58, fasting will bring forth health speedily. Mm-hmm. That's why I like that guy, Don Tolman. In fact, I'm going to call him this week. I might try to get him on one of these episodes. He wanted me to call him. And he doesn't eat meat at all. Okay? But the guy makes sure he has a good flora. I mean, this guy's a fanatic. And you, if you're a fanatic with getting all the right stuff all the time and eating plenty of it, you'll probably do fine. GCMAF. In fact, that's why some of these doctors have died. It's the vitamin D potential that makes the macrophages react and eat up all the antioxidants, the debris, and all the bad radicals. Pathogens and stuff in the body. Great. Seems to work. They say they've had good success with it. Probably it is working very well because they're killing people over it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually. If you find someone who dies, a doctor, come out something to cure, mention curing something, he all of a sudden commits suicide. Read his book.
Yeah.
Read his book.
And see how he was killed.
Yeah. There's a guy I really liked. Really wanted to visit him, and he's dead now. I think he was poisoned also. Andreas Moritz. His book, Vaccination. He put that out, exposing all the pharmaceuticals and how bad vaccines are. And the guy's dead. Could that be?
Mm-hmm.
They eliminate people. Mm-hmm. Listen, the Illuminati. You guys, this is what cracks me up. We could be viral, Joe. We had opportunities, and God stopped it. Someone stopped it. Because what I had one guy, very wealthy guy, come and tell me. The way the Illuminati works is they embrace you. Yeah, you could. Yeah, I like that. That's good. You're scientific. You're cool. Yeah, you work with us medical doctors. You help us. Yeah. Yeah, we'll integrate you a little bit. Little natural work with the cancer, chemo. You know, we like you. They embrace you, right? Then they extend you. Ooh, I'm getting money. I'm getting popular. I've got my book. Got my book. Got all this. And yeah, then they eliminate you. These guys got all the time in the world and all the money in the world, and that's what's going to happen. And that's, I fear and pray for Trump. Not that I am endorsing the guy. I pray for the guy because he wants to rid a lot of this stuff. Don't think you'll be able to do it. I think it's impossible.
Yeah.
With what I know.
Well, you've seen what happened to everyone that wanted to try to change something.
See what happened to Kennedy.
Yeah.
I don't know how he slipped through the cracks. Probably because he was one of the elite.
Lincoln.
Probably because Lincoln tried to cut the Fed. He's dead. Maybe he was hobnobbing with the elite. Lincoln and Kennedy are dead. Keep playing with it, buddy. You might have some problems. I pray for you, though. I don't want anybody that's trying to do good to be killed by these bastards. These evil, evil, genius bastards. Inbred. They might not even be human. They've been working with cloning for so long, Joe. I wouldn't doubt if they've cloned. How can Rockefeller have seven or nine heart transplants? Unless they're there, made from his own genes. Okay, I'm going to throw out a few more next week, too. But you got the Gerson therapy. You've got, these are popular ones. Budwig. And they all have, you'll find a lot of it's food and stuff and detoxing. Probiotics and supplements. We've seen testimonies from people. Sunshine. Turmeric and curcumin, oxygen therapy, hyperbaric chambers. I like this one. Prayer. A joyful heart is like good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Yeah.
I ask people, try to be positive. And
laughter is
try
medicine.
To get in touch with who created this healing machine. Okay? But I've had all those people come to us from all those different therapies, and the cancer's not dead. Not just, and the ones that it worked in probably weren't that bad. They probably caught it quickly. Remember, these things have been growing years in your body. Don't let anybody pressure you, okay?
If you have a fast-growing cancer, it's usually because you're loading your body with toxins and it's just growing incredibly fast, or you did some sort of radiation and all of a sudden it comes out of nowhere. And then you keep going back to get more scans to see how it's going, and it just keeps growing.
Yep, toxicity. You can be even eating the good foods. But if they're void of the things they're supposed to be, then you should keep away from it. You don't know that unless one guy I do like on the radio, he has a laboratory, he's Mike Adams. I like he's going into finding what they're doing to the foods.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important thing. I give you kudos over that, Mike. And I know he knows about MMS. And, in fact, we live in the house that he built in Vilcabamba for, I don't know if he owned it at the time, but I like that guy. I do. He seems like he's right on the money. Okay? There's another guy. Before I show you how to do this now, there's another guy everybody's raving about. And tell you the truth, I watched the first 9 videos, Truth About Cancer. I'm like, hey, that's some good information. On probably, I'd say 80% of it was good. They got the guys in there, alkaline the body. As soon as those guys start talking, I'm like, here we go. But some of them use some other things that are good, okay? And now I get they have conferences and the Madison Avenue advertising. I pray for the guy because they could kill him. He's trying to work within these medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are dropping like flies and trying to incorporate this stuff. And you don't want to kill cancer. They will kill you, okay? Working with these guys is very dangerous. This is why we started church. Ty, I hope you listen. But I got to answer some things because he's been saying some stuff that just isn't true. I mean, it's probably seems like a good guy. I don't know, so I can't say.
Well, most of the stuff is very, very good information.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
One of the guys, someone told me that they talked to him, and he said the reason why he doesn't promote it anymore and is because it's not approved. All I can tell you is you don't know what the approval process means, and if you do, someone's shutting your mouth, buddy. Or your buddies that are PhDs, they want to be embarrassed by something that a church is doing called chlorine dioxide. But you're pushing aside something that not only cures cancer, but everything that we're dealing with. Wait till next week or the week after and see all the different cancers. And anyways, in 2010, he has a newsletter basically just promoting MMS, how it's killing cancer. How it kills malaria, 75,000 people. It's got Jim's picture there. It's on one of his newsletter, Truth About Cancer. Yeah, hey, I appreciate them putting that up. I don't even remember it at the time, but he even got a success story there. And but something pressured this guy. Something scared him. Maybe some of these guys he's into, don't get involved with that, bro. Ooh, don't get involved with that. I say to Ty, don't get involved with some of them. They'll embrace you, then they'll eliminate you. So watch out. But play the video. Someone asked him, what about MMS in a video? Remember his newsletter in 2010 of July 29th, 2010, is promoting MMS. Here's a video in 2015.
Christina in Greece asks, what is your opinion on Jim Humble's MMS Miracle Mineral Solution?
Yeah, so Jim Humble had it, and this was something that I used to have included in my book, and I took it out. Miracle Mineral Solution is basically it's sodium chloride, and so when sodium chloride is mixed with an activator like lemon juice or orange juice, something that's very acidic, like citric acid, it turns into chlorine dioxide, and then so you ingest small amounts of this, and it's basically like drinking chlorine. So it's going to kill pathogens, and they've used this to get rid of malaria and to purify water, because that's what chlorine does in the water. It purifies water, but I'm not so sold that it's a great treatment for cancer or for anything else long term, because you're ingesting chlorine, and so you're going to kill all of the good bacteria in your gut. And as we've mentioned, we know that that's where your immune system is generated. So it can be something that can save people's lives, there's no doubt. It can kill bacteria, it can kill pathogens in your gut, but a long term use of it's going to wipe out all of the good stuff in your gut, and you may have long term detrimental effects from it. That's why I took it out of the book. Not that it's not a good temporary treatment, and not that it hasn't saved lives, but that's my take on MMS.
So you took it out of his book, Joe. Huh? That's one of the most important things that he'd ever come across. One of them. I'm not saying that's curing everything from malaria to cancer to dengue to autism,
HIV,
everything. And I don't know if it's jealousy among these other guys. I don't promote that. It's too easy. They can make it in their home. I don't know. I don't say he's dishonest. I don't say he's a bad guy. Don't know him. But you hear what he said. It's not chlorine. Doesn't kill the bacteria in the body. What are you talking about, Ty? Do some study in physics, chemistry. It doesn't do what you're saying. So I'm just answering him because, this bleach. It's bleach.
Yeah.
It's bleach. It's chlorine. It's bleach. They call this the bleach dress in ABC. So you got family in ABC? He lives in California, I think. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to get off of him. And it's going to piss people off that I even mentioned it. He's so powerful. Listen, I got God, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care. If it's wrong, I'm wrong, but it's not bleach. So that I wanted to mention that because it's confusing some people, okay? Anybody asking? I haven't been on the chat, so hopefully John's there answering us, some other people.
Yeah, we got Jordan there, who's answering.
But I don't care if he put it in his book or took it out of his book, but don't take something that big out. Wow. Joe, I think I'm going to have you do the four testimonies. You have four of them?
Three.
Three testimonies. And then he's going to put it up on the video. You'll be able to see it. But I'm going to have him do that now. Do that, and I'll go into another one when you're done. Read one.
Yeah, these are the old testimonies or older testimonies we got off of the internet. So the sound quality is not the best, so just enjoy, okay?
All right. Again, we're in Canada, Western Canada, and I'm here with Pervin. She found MMS back in 2003, before I even knew about it, and she's been using it for a while. She's going to tell her experiences, and just listen to her. These are true stories.
They definitely are. I heard about MMS because a very good friend of mine, she had breast cancer, and it had gone to her lymph nodes, and of course, medical society, we had decided that it was time to remove her breast and to remove her lymph nodes. And at that time, her son found out about it. He was living in Montreal, and he heard about MMS, so he got some for her. And he came over, of course, to Calgary, where we live, and she started on that. And it made a huge difference. She went back for her scan. The tumors couldn't be found. Of course, nobody believed that. But she was fine. She was fine. And, of course, it made a believer out of me. Because this is an amazing, amazing experience to have.
Here in Western Canada again with Shelley. She's come to the seminar. And how long have you been involved with MMS, knowing about it?
Well, I was originally introduced to it probably, well, overhearing a conversation probably about 2 years ago.
So she listens to gossip.
It was in a bar. What can I do, right? You know, it caught my attention because they were talking about cancer treatment. And I mean, who doesn't know anybody who's been living with cancer these days? So anyways, kind of put it in the memory banks. But I did look it up online, found Jim's picture and all that other good stuff. So I bookmarked it. And about a year and a half later, I met my husband, who had a good experience with it, and he was telling me about it. He beat his liver cancer through another process and learned about MMS through that process, the Clark process. And from there, we just used it for general stuff until last summer, his mom, who's 83 years old, was diagnosed with breast cancer. Very large, very aggressive tumor in her breast. Now, because she's a nurse, she... of course, the Western medicine takes over, right?
Because you go to the protocols, cancer protocols.
Yes, exactly. So him knowing what to do now, in hindsight, with his cancer regarding the MMS, started looking at it more closely for use with his mom. Now, they did end up, because she subscribes to the Western medicine, they did end up taking one of her breasts. And from there, after they were tested, or she was tested again, it went into her blood and her bones. So it just spread. So he said, okay, now it's my turn to do my stuff, and you're going to do what I say. So he put her on the MMS, the Protocol 1000, and generally increased it and monitored her. And she beat it. It was gone.
Okay, I'm here with Gail, and we're in what it's called Madre Tierra. A little guest house they have, really resort, spa, in Vilcabamba, Ecuador. And she has some testimonies she'd like to share with us, one about her mother-in-law. She's not here, so I'm asking her to tell us what happened. And basically, and some of the things they use it for, like her daughter's using it also. So Gail, the world's listening to you. What happened to your mother-in-law? She was diagnosed with
breast cancer.
Okay.
Small lump, and of course the doctors wanted to go in, cut it out, radiation, and she said, well, slow down, just wait now, let's just think about this. And she's very health-minded, so she really wanted to seek other solutions. And she found out, kind of through us, through my husband, about MMS, because of what we had heard.
Right.
And she started using the MMS along with a real diet change. You know, she changed her diet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a woman of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a family and a lot of friends that are
right.
prayer warriors. And
spiritual aspect is
spiritual,
so
it's big.
Yeah.
And no more cancer.
So she just went back to the doctor. She told me the story how that she went back to the doctor and said how she was free of cancer, and the doctor was shocked and didn't even know, you know, didn't want to really discuss it, right? He was kind of upset.
Right.
He didn't follow his protocol. And that happens all the time, all over the world. Okay, so there's just a couple, three of the breast cancer. Next week, we're going to show, we got so many on MMS testimonials on our YouTube station. Okay, let me read this one. This one came in 1 month ago. There was pressure from family and friends to go and have her breast removed, followed by chemo and radiotherapy, after which I watched my own mother die horribly 32 years ago. This morning, Rosemary shoveled snow from the paths around her house, completely happy, healthy, and whole. We want to express to you our deepest thanks from our recesses of our heart. Thank you. Roger, Diana, and our unborn child. Isn't that great?
It's well, a good testimony.
I missed the first paragraph because she's talking about, let me say this part. Last night, we met our dear mother, Rosemary, at Zurich Airport, returning from 3 weeks treatment. It is impossible to put into words how much we appreciate all you've done for her. It goes much further now as we're about to have Rosemary's 7th grandchild. Through Jim and your work of consistently swimming against the tide in this mad, mad world ruled by greed instead of need, you are creating a legacy of hope and health, hope and love, as opposed to misery and fear. And then he said, she came and he's watching her. You know, that was good. I enjoyed Rosemary's great lady. And next week we're going to cover a lot more different types of cancer. We had another lady come from Macedonia with four. I just read skimming it because I'm trying to go a little faster, because what I want to get to now is the protocol 2000. Okay? Now, you see all this stuff. Guys got books. Guys don't have books. Guys get seminars, and they got all these different people from around the world coming in and talking about ozone, GCMAF, B17, these different therapies, ozone, you know, whatever the therapy, supposedly natural, some used with some of the conventional means, some MDs, some high, and the people go, well, what good information, but what should I do? What's going to get rid of my breast cancer? Well, those people that you just heard got rid of their breast cancer by this. I don't know about all the other stuff. By this, and even, like I said, Jim believes we got people that don't even have good diets and are curing. That is true. That is so true. Jim is completely right. But it obviously, and he agrees, makes sense. Why not stop eating the junk?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Why not clean up the body and free up the immune system to help you, because ultimately MMS will just rid and clean the pathogens, toxins, cancer, viruses, parasites, funguses. But the body heals, okay? The body is the ultimate healer. Let me get into what the Protocol 2000 is now. What we have people do with the Protocol 2000, and you can go watch this video on Genesis 2, church.is under protocol videos, and we have the 2000 protocol there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
If we don't, we should. Anyways, it should be there. Most all of them are up there by now, because we want to make it free to the world. What person would do is would take the MMS, okay? I'm going to kind of do it, because last week I showed it too. I'm going to do it like no one has ever seen me do this before. Okay? You're going to start with a half a drop of this. Okay? And what you do to do that is you put a drop in here. Oh, you see the glass on the video, Joe. And with one drop, you're not going to see a really, really quick dark amber with one drop. You'll see it turning with it getting darker, but it just isn't enough fluid. When you use three or four drops, whoa, it gets dark quick. Turning green. Green, yeah, I say green. Because you know why I said that? Because it was reflecting off that. It turns yellow right away, and then it turns amber color, okay? Like a brownish. I don't know if you call amber brownish green, right?
Yeah, amber, okay. I think.
And I just put in the hydrochloric acid, which your stomach makes, in at 4%. And this is 22.4% sodium chloride, not sodium chloride. Similar, it is has salt in it, but it's completely different. And it's completely different than chlorine, sodium hypochlorite. Completely different. Apples and oranges. One chlorinates, one oxidizes, okay? And if I make it statements like it's chlorine, you're going to chlorinate your body. It's like drinking chlorine. No, it isn't. And it's just silly. So, you're activated. 30 seconds. You look for that. And I just spilt it. Okay? Just for the sake of showing you how to start from the beginning, you would drink half of this. Okay, I'm looking at the camera, but I just drank half of that. What I did was I took a half a drop. I made a drop, activated it. I filled it up with 4 ounces of water after it activated, and I drank half of that glass. Okay, that would be a half a drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do that 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, break for lunch, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. But with the protocol 2000, we go 2 more hours, okay? So we're going 10 hours now. The protocol 1000 was 8 hours, and it really wasn't for, like with protocol 2000, it's for chronic and terminal diseases. You got herpes, you're going to be doing this. It's going to take a while to rid it from your body. You got cancer, you're going to be doing this, especially the late-stage cancers. You got rheumatoid arthritis, you got for a long time. The longer you've had something, that you're probably going to end up doing this. But you're not going to start here. You're going to start with a half a drop. Okay? Okay? And then you're going to work up to where you get up to 3 drops, if you can. That would be protocol 1000. Then you're going to come to where you're going to 2000. Okay? But I'm saying all that, Joe, to not confuse people, because if, say, someone's here and they don't even know about the other protocols. I'm trying to show them what that should do for their cancer. So, I took half a drop, and I'm going to do that 4 or 5 days, a couple days, and then go to 1, then go to 2, then go to 3. And if you don't get there to 3, don't worry about it. Find out your tolerance. You might stay because you're so sick at a half a drop and 1 drop. That's okay. You might be able to go up to 3, to the protocol 1000. But do what you can do, okay? But during the day, there'll be no what? Tell them what they can't do.
No antioxidants, vitamin C, chocolate, coffee, you know, any kind of teas, because the green teas, most of them are antioxidants. So you don't want to do that. Just remember, for breakfast and during the 8 hours, or before your protocol and during the 8 hours, try not to do any of that stuff. It's best to do just drink water. You can have coffee, you know, 2 hours before you start your protocol, but during the hours that you're doing your protocol, try to only drink water.
Yeah. Stay away from the high antioxidant teas and super drinks during the day, supplements and capsules that could time release over a few hours, and you'll end up neutralizing the oxidizer with antioxidants. They both got their place, but you don't want to do that. So here I am. I got breast cancer, and men do get it. That's crazy. Anyways, and I'm doing my half a drop a couple days, 10 times a day, not neutralizing it. Then I worked up to 1, 2, 3. it's so bad, my cancer, I just can't handle it. What I mean by handle it is what happens is you get this Herxheimer reaction, is that you're going, killing so many toxins so quickly that your body can't rid it, because you probably have it because your lymphatic system and the things that rid the body of the toxins aren't working quite right anyways. So you might have to go really slow, and you get this flu-like feeling that toxins are being dumped in your blood now because they're not being eliminated from the body. And they call it die-off, too. So you back off till that kind of goes away, and you stay at that, okay? Stay at that. At least to them for a while. Maybe you can go up later. So say I did that, and I got really bad cancer or some disease, and I can only handle one. Okay? I'm just going to say one because that's just an easy number. So I've been on that for about a week. Now, I'm going to add, per hour, dimethyltrifoxide. I talked about it last week, but quickly I'll mention it's an oil from a tree, naturally taken out, and it comes out. It's a solvent that is completely, it's got a book. Right here, Joe?
The book. Yeah, I think that's the book.
This tells you everything about it. DMSO, Nature's Healer by Dr. Morton Walker. Okay? It's like the Bible of DMSO. Very safe. Yes, you got to use a few things you want to check out. You might want to check it out on your wrist to see if you have any allergic reaction, which I've never seen. But we kind of precaution people in case. Okay? So what you would do, say I'm at one drop. I fill up my glass. I've already activated it. I filled up my glass. And now I'm on every hour. Incorporate this. I'm going to start with one. I always start slow. Well, three came out or two.
That was three.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Say I just put one in there for the sake of argument. I did it too quick. I shook it. I'm trying to go too fast. I don't want to do that. So if one's in there, I drink it right down. The whole thing. Whole thing down. So every hour, basically now you're taking 1 hour, one drop of MMS, one. That's what we call that when it's activated. And one drop of DMSO. Do that for a day or so. Try to go up to 2, 3, 4. You might get up to 5. You might get that Herxheimer die-off feeling and be able to have to stop at 2 or 3. You find your tolerance there, okay? You find what's comfortable and stay there. The consistency of a certain concentration of these things is what's going to wipe out your cancer, okay?
So that's the 1,000-plus.
That would be called the 1,000 plus, which we showed last week.
Exactly.
So you did the starting procedure, you did protocol, you worked up to try to get to protocol 1,000. Don't worry if you don't. Then you added the DMSO, which is now, thank you, called protocol 1,000 plus. Now you're there, and you find where you need to be. Now, protocol 2,000 is the addition of something called calcium hypochlorite, okay? Don't flip out on me when I tell you it's pool shock. You can get it in pool stores from 60 to 70%. It's usually at 60 to 65. Here we find it at 70. And the fillers are like salts and things. It's basically inert that they say, as far as we know, that nothing that can hurt you is in there. Okay, but it's more than that anyways. You're not even doing much at all. But what they do in a pool is they throw it in there, really strong doses, because a lot of water. Purifies the water. Kills everything, the pathogens, all the bad guys. Why does it do that? Because it produces hypochlorous acid, which the neutrophils, your white blood cells, produce, and they surround pathogens and squirt out this hypochlorous acid. So Jim, I didn't think of this, and Jim found out through studying patents and things that if you take this, very, very small doses. What is this, a one?
That's a size one, yeah.
This is a size one capsule. Jim mentions in his book different size capsules. The one, okay? The clear one would be better because you could see how full it is. But I just kind of put the start off. I start off with like an eighth or a quarter, really an eighth, like an eighth of this capsule. Well, this is like a quarter of this capsule, an eighth of a size zero, okay? start off there, and you produce all this kinds of, you don't need much of this stuff. All this hypochlorous acid is running through your blood now, like your white blood cells do, just helping you out. I had this last week to a lady with breast cancer. It's funny, we're talking about breast cancer. We have one here. She's here for a month. And all of a sudden, she had an opening, and all this pus come out. I'm like, man, you know what pus is? White blood cells. Yeah. You weren't producing that before. Isn't that amazing? Did it encourage the production of more white blood cells? Or did it just do help what the white blood cells are doing? I don't know the answer to that. And if I don't know something, I'll tell you. I don't know. I don't have a PhD or a doctor's degree. I don't have to never admit I'm wrong. I just tell you I don't know. But through science that we're using, through clinical studies that we're doing, through people, we're finding out not hurting anybody. And we used to do it really strong in the beginning. Remember?
Yeah, we were doing a full capsule size zero or double zero.
Right. So you'll go up to one, but you're not going to do this every hour, okay? What you're going to do, 9 o'clock. And you'll see the graph on the other video on our website. 9 o'clock. 9:30, I take this.
With a full glass of water.
With a full glass of water, because water is what activates the hypochlorous acid. I just did all of it, Joe. So, you're seeing right from the horse's mouth, I'm drinking this stuff, okay? And I don't really taste anything. I didn't taste. It's low doses, which is the best. A low concentration, but consistently, is what's ridding the body. And if you don't do it in 3 weeks, maybe it's six. Maybe it's eight. Maybe you have to take a few days off in between. You know? But do it till it's gone. Do it till it's gone. So you do it at 9:30, every 2 hours, on the half hour. 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. Do it five times. Because remember, we're going 10 hours now with the Protocol 2000. And not everybody gets to this. Not everybody needs to. They do the Protocol 1000, 1000 plus, change their diet a little bit and stuff, and they're getting healed. These are for the tougher cases. And we have a lot of women with breast cancer never even got to this point. But if you do it all mildly, why not try it? It's not going to bother you. Okay, so I hope you listened to the breast cancer topics, the protocols you need to be doing. And if anyone needs any help, you know, they can get the guidance from us. We can do an hour call and really kind of line it out for them. But please get in touch with us. Next week, Joe, we're going to be covering how to cleanse the liver. And we've seen that be a big deal.
Personally, yeah.
Personally,
yeah.
You'll see stones I took pictures of and come out of me and other people. And we've seen a lot of people heal a lot quicker once they cleaned out that major organ filter of the blood. So next week we'll cover that. Joe, why don't you just tell people where they can get in touch with us and things they need to hear.
Yeah, as he was talking about earlier, the sacramental guidance, you can contact him, Mark, at Genesis2Church.is, or myself, Joseph, at Genesis2Church.is, and I'll also help people in Spanish. Our main website is the G2Voice.is, and you can find almost everything there. You can find all the broadcasts in order, and also you go to the quantumleap.is. That's the documentary that we put together a few years ago, and it's a good introduction that you can give to people to introduce them to MMS. And also in the description, you'll be able to find the starting procedure, which is the basic one that everybody needs to start at. And there's a few other links in there that you can check out.
G2 Church in there? The homepage?
Genesis2Church.is is also in there, and acquiring MMS and other sacraments of the church, you can do so by contacting Jordan at Genesis2Church.is. And then you'll be able to see the home video course, the Facebooks, YouTubes, testimonies. It's all in the description below.
And this will go up on a video every Tuesday. So next week, we'll be talking about the liver. God bless you, and I hope to see you here next week. Tune in.
God bless.
We got MMS. We got the solution. I hailed revolution. I hailed revolution. got MMS, we got the solution. Well, if you're ill, there's not good and you're suffering.
You don't need to suffer.
Build you back up, make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.